الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brethren, the views of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again to our silsila, The Pathway to Success. And today, inshallah, we are discussing another topic, fear of Allah, the fountain of wisdom. So inshallah, first and foremost, let us make some beautiful intentions. As the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that niyatul mu'mini khayr min amalihi. Intention of a believer is greater than his action. First and foremost, we make intention that whatever we are doing here is for the sole pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, whatever we learn from this Madani pool, from this silsila, we try to be practical upon it. You also make same intention, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you also, whatever you gain from this silsila, you try to be practical upon it. Try to pass this message on to your fellow Muslim brothers and sisters out there, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make intention whenever we hear the name of Allah. Praise Allah in the form of Azza wa Jalla, in the form of Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. When we hear the name or the attribute of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, recite Durud-e Paak, recite Salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, Qari Sahib will be reciting Quran. Make niyyah that I will listen to Quran attentively and try to get the maximum amount of sawab in your account, inshallah azza wa jal. Also, we'll be reciting Naat Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salam. Make intention that I will join in the Naat and the praises of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. First and foremost, let us get some barakah and blessings of the recitation of durood upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, dua remains suspended between the earth and the skies. Nothing from it raises until you recite durud-e paak upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya habib. First and foremost, inshallah azza wa jal, now we will hear the praises of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from tilawat of Quran, inshallah. So we request our Qari Sahib to read some passages from the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم يا وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. إن الله عليم خبير. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم.
سبحان الله ما شاء الله. Now inshallah azza wa jal we will hear the praises of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of Naat-e Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala
ala Muhammad. صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله. ان کی مہک نے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں ان کی مہک نے دل کے غنچے کھلا دیے ہیں جس راہ چل دیے ہیں کوچے بسا دیے ہیں جس راہ چل دیے ہیں کوچے بسا دیے ہیں ایک دل ہمارا کیا ہے آزار اس کا کتنا ایک دل ہمارا کیا ہے آزار اس کا کتنا ایک دل ہمارا کیا ہے آزار اس کا کتنا تم نے تو چلتے پھرتے تم نے تو چلتے پھرتے تم نے تو چلتے پھرتے مردے جلا دیے ہیں. صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ. زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے مکین و مکہ تمہارے لیے چنین و چنا تمہارے لیے بنے دو جگہ تمہارے لیے دہن میں زباں تمہارے لیے بدن میں ہے جاں تمہارے لیے ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے اٹھے بھی وہاں تمہارے لیے تمہاری چمک تمہاری دمک تمہاری جھلک تمہاری مہک زمین و فلک سمک و سمک میں سکہ نشاں تمہارے لیے خلیل و نجی مسیح و صفی سبھی سے کہی کہیں بھی بنی یہ بے خبری کہ خلق پھری کہاں سے کہاں تمہارے لیے اشارے سے چاند چیر دیا چھپے ہوئے خور کو پھیر لیا گئے ہوئے دن کو عصر کیا یہ تاب و تواقع تمہارے لیے سبا وہ چلے کہ باغ پھلے وہ پھول کھلے کہ دن ہو بھلے لوا کے تلے سنا میں کھلے رضا کی زباقا ہماری زباقا تمہارے لیے. صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ.
My dear Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani channel, as we introduced the topic in the beginning of the silsila, fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the fountain of wisdom. You ever came across a moment in your life, maybe you were asleep on your bed, and all of a sudden you were woken up by a loud sound. There was a sound on the roof, there was a sound on the window, a sound on the door. You got up in a state of fear, heart was thumping. You could not breathe, you were perspiring. You feel something is happening, somebody's on the roof. The dogs are barking, the cat is meowing, something is happening. You can't take it anymore. That's a fear. That is one aspect of fear. Subhanallah, so today we'll have a slight in-depth about khawf-e khuda, the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If we transfer this fear that we have in dunya towards the fear of Allah azza wa jalla, the qabr and the hereafter, undoubtedly the believer is on the pathway to success. So first we're talking about fountain of wisdom. Let us hear what is fountain of wisdom.
Subhanallah and mashallah. Many of the viewers who have heard the title of this program, the question must have come into their mind, fear of Allah azza wa jalla, the fountain of wisdom. Where have they taken this from? In fact, this title has been extracted from Hadith Pak, which is narrated in Jami' al-Saghir. Ra'asul hikmati makhafatullahi azza wa jal. It's narrated that the best of provisions is taqwa, piety, fear of Allah azza wa jal. And the fountain of wisdom, ra'asul hikmah, the fountain of wisdom, is the fear of Allah azza wa jal.
Subhanallah, that is the fountain of wisdom. MashaAllah. What does Quran Majid say about
if we come to the Qur'an Pak and we look at how many verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Qur'an Pak talks about fearing Him, subhanAllah, there are countless verses, just a few of them we'll share with the views of Madani channel, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah Azza wa Jal says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. O you who believe, fear Allah Azza wa Jal as He should be feared. In another part of the Qur'an, Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Nazi'at, verse number 40 and 41, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, as for him who fears standing in the court of his Lord and he prevents his soul from desires, indeed paradise is his destination.
Subhanallah.
So the destination of fearing Allah Azza wa Jalla is paradise, the goal of the path to success. And in Surah Al-Rahman, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. For the one who fears standing in the court of his Lord are two paradises.
Subhanallah.
Now the viewers of Madani channel must be thinking, two paradises, what does this mean? Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in Tafsir Nur al-Irfan, he writes in the tafsir of this verse that the one who fears standing before his Lord, the one who fears standing in the court of his Lord on the day of judgment to give accountability, he will receive two paradises. What does this mean? He says that this could mean one paradise as a reward for his actions, and the second paradise out of the bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Subhanallah.
It could also mean one paradise due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the second paradise due to his obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. It could also mean one paradise of physical bodily comforts and one paradise of spiritual comforts.
Subhanallah.
So the person who fears Allah Azza wa Jal has two paradises. And after mentioning these different possibilities, subhanallah, Mufti Sahib rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he says that only Allah Azza wa Jal knows the vastness of this.
Subhanallah. My dear Islam brothers, viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we heard Mubalig Adawstam giving us some Madani pools from Quran and Hadith about the Khawf-e Khuda. Now let's hear what our Madani Islam brothers have to say to us about the Khawf-e Khuda, fear of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ittaqillah haythuma kunta. That Aqid Alam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that have taqwa, have fear of Allah Azza wa Jal wherever you are. Have taqwa, have fear of Allah Azza wa Jal wherever you are. And follow an evil deed with a good one to wipe it out. And treat the people with good behavior.
Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Azza wa Jal said. Hadith al-Qudsi is that hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates from Allah Azza wa Jal, but it's not part of the Qur'an-i-Pak. So in this Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَعِزَّتِي I swear by my honor. لا أجمع على عبدي خوفيني وأمنيني. I will not gather upon my slave two types of fear and two types of safety. إذا خافني في الدنيا أمنته يوم القيامة. If he fears me in the world, I will give him security on the day of judgment. وإذا أمنني في الدنيا أخفته يوم القيامة. And if he thinks he is safe from me in the world, then I will make him fearful on the day of judgment. So on that day of judgment, if we want to be saved, if we want to be in the safety and the security of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must fear Allah Azza wa Jal in the world.
And the two beautiful Madni pearls, if you want to spend a good life, one is the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the second is the love of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's two beautiful Madni. If you adopt these two Madni pearls, your life is, alhamdulillah, beautiful. Because also the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal is a sign of a believer. Nowadays we use social media, lot of things, emails and everything. 100 times, 200 times our mobile, check our messages, newspaper, somebody address to us. We always see this. But how many times in a day we read Quran or we see the, what's the message Allah Azza wa Jal has sent for us? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believer. There's a lot of messages in our Quran. It's also about the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. There's a lot of time is mentioned in the Quran.
Dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we are talking about khawf-e khuda, the fear of Allah Tabarak Ta'ala. And many times in the dunya, we have fear. When we are traveling, we are in fear. When we are walking, we are in fear. When we are with family, we are in fear. When we are at the bank, we are in fear. When we are moving from A to B, we are in fear. When we hear sounds, we are in fear. We hear the dogs bark, we are in fear. We hear the cats making noise, we are in fear. We hear noises on the roof, we are in fear. Or you hear some noise in the gate, some noise on the window, you can't take it, you are restless, you need to call the police. We need some help, we are in difficulty. Somebody's in the yard, somebody's in the gate, somebody's in the back of the house, somebody's in the car, somebody's stealing, somebody's coming towards me. We have some hope, some fear. Remove the fear of the dunya out, because we need to take out the fear of the dunya out of our heart and put khawf-e khuda within ourselves. Inshallah, tabarakah, this should be a pathway to success, inshallah.
You know, in the grave of a sinful person, those things which he used to fear in the world, other than Allah Azza wa Jal, will come to attack him and punish him in the grave. So we should be very, very careful about what we fear. We should make sure that we only fear Allah Azza wa Jal. If we fear other than Allah Azza wa Jal, we fear other things, those very things will come into our grave, ma'azallah, to punish us.
Quran says that وَاللَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ, and Allah is the friend of those who have the fear of Allah.
Subhanallah.
And there is another ayat kareema, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ, that Allah is with those who have the fear of Allah and they are doing good deeds.
If you look into the lives of the Sahaba kiram, you would see that they used to be, you know, manifestation of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Everything they would do would be based on the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And these were people who are definite jannatis. They were promised paradise. For example, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he is one of those 10 Sahaba from the Ashra Mubashara who were promised paradise, promised Jannah by name by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Umaru fil Jannah. Allah. Umar is in Jannah.
Allah.
But despite this, they didn't say, that's it. The Prophet ﷺ said, I'm in Jannah. I don't need to have any fear now. That's it, I've made it. No. They still feared Allah Azza wa Jalla throughout their lives. It's reported that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he would say, لو نادى مناد من السماء أيها الناس إنكم داخلون الجنة كلكم أجمعون إلا رجلا واحدا لخفت أن أكون هو. He would say that if a caller announces from the skies, O people, indeed, every single one of you will enter Jannah, except for one person. I would fear that I would be that one person. But then he would also have hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, Iman, the scholar says, is like a bird, which has two wings. Fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, and hope in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Along with the fear, he had hope. He would also say, that لو نادى مناد أيها الناس إنكم داخلون النار إلا رجلا واحدا لَرَجَوْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ هُوَ. If the announcer was to call out, O people, indeed every single one of you will enter the fire except for one person, I would hope that I would be
the one person.
Allah.
Such fear and hope.
Ya Allah.
Mere ghar se gunaah hai had se siwa. مگر سے امید ہے تجھ سے رجا، مگر ان سے امید ہے تجھ سے رجا، تو رحیم ہے ان کا کرم ہے گواہ، تو رحیم ہے ان کا کرم ہے گواہ، وہ کریم ہے تیری عطا کی قسم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. صلاة و السلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ. My dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani channel, there is a beautiful hadith in Baraka in which is mentioned that Kaabul Ahbar radiallahu anhu narrates that Pyare Aka sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created a beautiful palace in Jannat made with green pearls. It has 70,000 houses in it, and subhanallah azza wa jal, it has 70,000 rooms in it. 70,000 houses, and each house there's 70,000 rooms. Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar. And that person will only be able to enter this palace who had the opportunity to do haram. But because of khawf-e khuda, the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, subhanallah azza wa jal, he left the haram and he stayed towards halal. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, special mercy upon that person who has khawf-e khuda.
There's so many rewards as nobody for the one who has the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's also mentioned, it's narrated that on the Day of Judgment, on that day when there will be no shade other than the shade of the Arsh, the throne of Allah Azza wa Jalla, there are seven types of people according to one narration who will be under that shade of the throne of Allah Azza wa Jalla. One of them will be the one who had the opportunity to do haram, but he feared Allah Azza wa Jalla and stayed away from that haram. Oh. On that day when the sun will be beaming down, will be so close to us, the front side of the sun will be towards us. The ground will be made of copper. People will be drowning in their own sweat. There's no shade at all. The only hope for shade is the shade of the throne of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And one of the ways we can attain that blessed shade on the Day of Judgment is by having the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla.
Beautiful mention by Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala. Fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla is the essence of every goodness in this world and the hereafter. Aqad Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advice that usika bitaqwallahi wa takbiri ala kulli sharafin. Aqad Alam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I advise you to fear Allah Azza wa Jal and to say the takbir in every high place. When you go up, you say Allahu Akbar and fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the advice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who fear Him so much. It's narrated that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that nothing is dearer to Allah Azza wa Jal than two drops and two marks.
Allah.
Nothing is more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal than two drops and two marks. A drop of tears shed out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and a drop of blood shed in Allah's way. And the two marks, the mark left in the cause of Allah Azza wa Jal and the mark left in observing one of the obligatory acts of worship of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Mere عشق بہتے رہے کاش ہر دم، میرے عشق بہتے رہے کاش ہر دم تیرے خوف سے یا خدا یا الہی، تیرے خوف سے یا خدا یا الہی، تیرے خوف سے یا خدا یا الہی، تیرے خوف سے تیرے ڈر سے ہمیشہ، تیرے خوف سے تیرے ڈر سے ہمیشہ میں تھر تھر رہوں کانپتا یا الہی، میں تھر تھر رہوں کانپتا یا الہی، میں تھر تھر رہوں کانپتا یا الہی.
آمین. سو مدنی اسلام ریویوز اور مدنی چینل، we are talking about fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, khawf e khuda. Keep the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in every situation, because wherever the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is, when you have that khawf e khuda, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will undoubtedly shower his special mercy upon us, inshallah.
Beautiful riwayat. In the court of blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man came and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my sins are plenty. Will Allah Azza wa Jal accept my repentance? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, your repentance will be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then he asked again, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was Allah Azza wa Jal watching me when I was doing sins?
Allah.
And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said again, yes, he was watching you. As soon as he heard, the scream came out from his mouth and he fell down and straight away he died. Look at the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, the khawf e khuda. As soon as he heard, when he was doing a sin, Allah Azza wa Jal was watching. Now what is our state nowadays? We only proclaim, we only debate this thing happening in the world, this thing happening in the world. There is no fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, there is no khawf e khuda. But the only khawf e khuda is this. It's very limited, and the khawf e khuda is the sign of a believer.
It's narrated that Sayyidina Ahmad bin Abi Hawari, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he had a slave girl. And his slave girl passed away. And he says that I saw my slave girl in my dream after she had passed away. And I had never seen any woman more beautiful than her. Her face was glowing with beauty. I asked her in the dream, why is your face so bright? She asked me if I could remember that night when I was crying in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. I replied, yes, I remember that night. She said that I picked up one drop of those tears, rubbed them on my face, Allah. And since then my face turned as bright as you are seeing now.
Subhanallah.
This is our pious predecessors. They used to wake up at night crying in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And one of the Buzurg, Sayyidina Fatah Musli rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, used to also cry immensely in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Used to always cry, to the extent that even tears of blood would flow from his eyes. Not water, tears of blood. Allah, can you imagine? And when he passed away, somebody saw him in a dream and asked him, how did Allah Azza wa Jal treat you after you passed away? He said, Allah Azza wa Jal made me stand in his court and he asked me why I used to cry. Oh Fatah, why did you cry? I said, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I cried for failing to fulfill your rights and failing to fulfill my duty.
Allah
Azza wa Jal then asked me the reason why I would cry tears of blood. I said, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I had suspicion over my tears. I would question myself and wonder whether or not my tears were really for your sake or not. And as a result of this fear, tears of blood would flow from my eyes.
Allah.
Then Allah Azza wa Jal asked me what I wanted to gain from crying. What was my reason for crying? What did I want to achieve by crying? I said, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I used to cry in your fear because I wanted to see you. Allah Azza wa Jal then said, I swear upon my honor and my might, the angels have been presenting your deeds to me for the last 40 years. And in those 40 years, there is no single sin in your record.
Subhanallah.
Can you imagine? That individual, that blessed individual, who has no single sin in his entire record of deeds for 40 years, and still he is weeping tears of blood in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. We commit sins day and night. We wake up and we are sinning. The day passes and we are sinning. We go to sleep and we are sinning. And we still can't shed tears in the fear of Allah.
My dear Islam and viewers of Madani channel, what a beautiful narration our Islam has given us. There's one hadith mubarakah that beloved Rasulullah has mentioned, that if a person sheds one tear for the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, even if the tear is equivalent to the head of a fly, fire of Jahannam is haram for him. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we are almost at the end of our silsila. I just want to conclude that Islam brother said, we need two wings. Please, you listen carefully. We need two wings. One wing, the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One wing, khawf-e khuda. On one side, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah, O you who believe, fear Allah azza wa jalla. On the other hand, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, do not be hopeless on the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So viewers of Madinah channel, keep these two wings in mind. Hope of the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and khawf-e khuda, fear of Allah tabarak. Take all these madani pools into consideration. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, fountain of wisdom, khawf-e khuda, fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will be benefit for us in the dunya inshallah azza wa jal, in the qabr inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of qiyamah inshallah azza wa jal. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep connected to the ijtamaats of Dawud Islam inshallah azza wa jal. Keep close to watching and listening to the bayanat of our Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, who taught us about fear of Allah. He really instilled in our lives the real fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and the love of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam. Wherever you go today, you see this beautiful movement, Madani Mahal, this revolution, Dawud Islami. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay Dawud Islami, tari dhoom machi ho. Ameen bi jahin bil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salam.
The way to the treasure of the pathway to success.